right, here on the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up, my name is Matt Ryan. Always great chatting and catching up with Justin LeBras. Justin, thanks for your time. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks for the call.
No, anytime. Justin, I want to ask you about your brand new album that was just recently released. So congratulations on the new album. It's called the Neon Palm Tree, and the very first song on the album is that song. So can you tell us a little bit about that one and kind of why you chose that to be the name of the album?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Neon Palm Tree was a song that it kind of started because I was talking with a buddy of mine that I co-write with all the time, Mr. Doug Sylvester, from North Battleford. And he had just been at his cabin up at Candle Lake and was telling me about this lawn decoration that one of the campsites had, and it was this neon palm tree. And I said that would be a good name for a bar.
Yeah.
And it just kind of led from there. We started writing a song about that neighborhood bar where you kind of always feel at home and feel comfortable, and it's almost like a safe space whenever things are not going your way.
Mm-hmm. I love it. It's a great song. Again, that is the first track of the album and the name of the album, which is available now through all streaming platforms. Another song that I'd like to ask you about is Something About Nothing. This is another really good one. So can you tell us a little bit about that one, kind of the story behind how that one came to be written?
Yeah, so that's actually a song that I wrote on one of my last Nashville trips before everything kind of shut down for
right.
a bit.
Yeah.
And it came from another conversation where it was a writer that I'd never met before. We sat down, we just started kind of chatting, and we were talking about from a writer's perspective how when you first start out, it almost helps you in a way because you don't know as much information, and so you don't think as much about, how does this rhyme structure work, or how does this theme kind of flow? You just write the song. And he said there's kind of something about knowing nothing.
And that.
It just kind of led into, there's something about having nothing. Like it's nostalgic to look back on when you started and where you came from. And we just kind of wrote it from there, and we had it done in about 45 minutes.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love hearing how songs kind of come to be, and it sounds like that one came together pretty quickly. Again, joined right now by Justin LeBras. Justin, what's kind of this year looking like for you? Are you excited to get back out on the road, playing some live shows? What's kind of this year looking like for you in store?
Oh, it's looking great. We actually just got back from a run of shows in BC, and we're getting ready for a really busy summer playing in Saskatchewan, and we're just so pumped to be back on the road and kind of get to see people again. We're very, very excited.
Yeah, so you mentioned you just got back from playing some live shows. So you've been active playing some live music here the last little bit, but obviously the last few years wasn't a whole lot of that. There's some virtual stuff, but not really back in person. So how cool is it? I mean, when you got kind of back to playing some live shows, what were the emotions like? Were you, I don't know if you get nervous ever before shows or if it's just super excitement. What were kind of those emotions like for you getting back playing some live music?
It was very exciting. We were lucky enough to be able to do some drive-in shows over the pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
The first thing that ran through my mind when I got to play for real people was, I'm just glad I'm not looking at windshields. And hearing applause versus car horns was...
I was just going to ask you, Justin, because that was the thing with the driving shows. There was the car honking, but and that must have been really, really strange instead of the applause. So, yeah, I was actually asking how nice is it to hear the applause over the car truck horns?
It really is the best. So I can't wait to just stay this way, and I hope we never have to go back. Amazing as that experience was at the time.
Yeah, for sure. Coming up later this year, do you know if you're going to be making your way out to Calgary for the CCMAs?
Oh, absolutely, I will. We're going to get there a day late, but we're going to take in as much as we can.
That is awesome. So the CCMA is coming up later on this year. Back in Calgary, which I guess that was the last time that I went to the CCMAs, was back in 2019 when it was in Calgary, and now it's back. It's about an hour flight from Saskatchewan, so I am I'm looking forward to that. Justin, just kind of finally, Now, looking over the albums in your career so far, how special is this? And have you been able to see kind of a growth as you as an artist going from one album to the next here as your next project? Have you kind of noticed a growth in yourself as an artist with this new album?
Absolutely. This is my now I believe my fourth studio release.
Yeah.
Which is absolutely amazing. And I actually got to co-produce it with my drummer, who's one of my longest best friends. And he was the one that that played on and helped with my very first EP back in 2015, 2016.
That's special, yeah.
We were just talking about how different it sounded listening to the stuff we were doing now compared to back then, and how much we've grown as musicians. And it was a very cool experience to kind of get to sort of repeat that process, but so many years later.
For sure. That's awesome. I love the sound of the new album, and congratulations on the release. Again, available now through all streaming platforms. Justin, it's always great catching up. I really appreciate you taking some time. I know we'll catch up again down the road, and hopefully catch up this summer, and if not, see you at CCMA's in Calgary. Thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you.